Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Man, you talk about hitting a grand slam, just feeling just incredible. And I mean, I haven't felt this great in years. I'm 52, and with these, wow, it's just given me the energy every day to continue to do the exercises. And I just appreciate the doctor for what he's done. I'm impressed. I'm just become a new man with energy. I've never felt this great. I just want to say thank you to you guys.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Hey guys, go to the website. Look for FIQ Copper. The Recuperate Copper product is amazing. I've been taking it, and I've got blood tests to prove how well I'm doing since I've been taking it. Also, I take the magnesium with it. That's very important, too. So I also take their magnesium. I ordered their whole C, which I absolutely love, and their cod liver oil. If you need thyroid help, that's a wonderful place to start with thyroid, naturally. So they have so many wonderful products, but you have to click on the FIQ ad at the bottom of Kate Daly Radio. And I hope you do so because you're going to get terrific prices on these products. And I believe in the delivery system of these products. They are amazing. FIQ is off the hook amazing. Try it out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. My pillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to mypillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard My Pillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my premium queen, only $24.98. Or my premium king, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
What a fantastic sale. Use the code word KATE. It helps the show. You can get up to 90% off right now. Take advantage of it. Stock up for Christmas. So many deals that Mike is doing, and it also helps expose election fraud. Thanks, you guys. Use the code word KATE.
Politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You know, I found it interesting because one of the biggest differences between the Trump family and their foreign business dealings and the Biden family and their foreign business dealings is that the Trump family actually owns businesses. Hard evidence, bank records, etc., on the money laundering that this president, his family have been up to the last couple years. And their names were Eric and Don Jr. We wouldn't even be having this hearing. You know why? They'd be in jail. And this is exactly the type of thing I was talking about, Ms. Murphy. And this is exactly why so many of your colleagues have had enough and they've become whistleblowers. Ms. Murphy, what do you think about that? So many of your colleagues have had enough. What do you think about the whistleblowers that just said, I can't do it anymore? I can't cover for the organization, the institution that I work for because I didn't swear an oath to them. I actually swore an oath to the United States and the Constitution. What do you think about that, ma'am? Quit being a partisan tool and actually protect the American people, which it clearly is not doing.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. That was Eli Crane of Arizona and talking to Murphy from the FBI, who had nothing to say, not much to say, couldn't comment, deferred. And it was a great conversation on his part in really kind of calling her out as a member of the FBI, not knowing anything ever. Welcome to the show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And of course, Chris Ann Hall joins us. Hi, Chris Ann.
Hey, you know, I want to ask this question.
Sure.
Can I just throw this out there?
Please.
Why are we having this hearing?
I don't really know.
So it looks like
does anybody know what the purpose of this hearing is?
Nope.
And has anybody outlined what are the potential consequences of this hearing? Because here's the thing.
Sure.
I'm an attorney, mm-hmm. and those who are, you know, mm-hmm. on Kate's show, maybe brand new, don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an attorney. I was a prosecutor for nearly a decade. I've been practicing law for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a constitutional attorney, right?
Right.
Our criminal justice system is established where you have a right to be informed of the accusations against you.
Mm-hmm.
But in that information, you're also informed of the penalties, right?
Right.
So if you shop, unless you're in California, of course,
mm-hmm.
if you shoplift, then you're going to be arrested. You can, depending on how much money, how much value you stole,
mm-hmm.
you can pay fines, set terms in prison, whatever.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We have to understand that we operate on a system of actions and consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But these congressional hearings are a waste of tax dollars.
Yep.
They are an effort of futility,
mm-hmm.
because number one, there are no outlined accusations. Number two, there are no outlined consequential penalties.
Right.
So even if they get through all of this, where is the statutory outline of what's going to happen to these people? What has to happen to these people? What are the penalties?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very, and it, you know, I'm just this geeky lawyer lady. I'm very, very irritated at the fact that these become political champions.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally understand.
I'm very irritated by that.
Yep.
And we continue as a society
mm-hmm.
to champion
right.
what happens
mm-hmm.
when nothing actually ever in the history of
right.
time happens.
As if the comments by Crane are actually going to do anything, is what you're
nothing.
Nothing.
No.
To
you know what's
going to
happen is people would be like, oh, they're a constitutional champion. They're
right.
You know what I mean?
I totally understand.
They get all these bonus political points and they'll go out and campaign on them. And I said this and watch this soundbite and you need somebody up there that will fight for you. Right. How do I know this is going to happen?
Because
this is the way it always happens. Fight for me. Can somebody please define what it means when a politician says, mm-hmm. I'll go and fight for you? Because if it just means you're going to turn red in the face and give great speeches and have sound bites,
mm-hmm.
that is not fighting for me. That is fighting for your reelection.
Yeah. Don't you remember the triumph of Trey Gowdy and Benghazi?
No. God.
I mean, honestly, I'm so with you on that. And it's actually not the reason I play it. The reason I play it is so people can understand that they will never answer any questions, regardless of anything that happens. But I'm so
with
you
that
nothing comes out of it.
Do you know why, though? They will never answer any questions, Kate, because there are no consequences.
And people want to be on TV. Because then you can say, well, I'm a champion. And they might really mean the comment. I don't know. I don't know Eli Crane. But the problem is you're right. It does nothing. This hearing does nothing. And nothing was admitted to and nothing was ever said and nothing happened. Uncle Milty?
I especially liked it when they sent the fourth subpoena to Ray. And as he thumbed his nose at him.
I mean,
you know, it's like an English
carnival.
Policeman who has no gun, right?
Right.
Stop,
right.
or I'll say stop again. You know, it's just lunacy.
Yeah.
Look at Eric Holder, okay?
Right.
Look at Eric Holder. Eric Holder was actually charged with contempt. It was actually proven the man was running weapons.
Yep.
It was actually proven that the weapons he ran resulted in the actual murder of Border Patrol agents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the real world, that's called an accomplice. And in the real world, when you are found guilty of being an accomplice, that makes you guilty of the crime as if you had pulled the trigger itself. I know it happens every day in criminal law realm all over the country, state and federal.
Yep. This is the bread.
What had happened to Eric Holder?
Yep.
He resigned. He's getting a pension. You're still paying his pension. And he's got another job.
Yeah. It's sad. It's beyond pathetic. It's beyond pathetic. And
No. It's not. It's infuriating.
Yeah.
It is infuriating because it's no longer a problem with Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It's no longer. It's like saying to the criminal, why do you keep stealing? And the criminal says, because you don't stop me anymore.
Yeah. Because you let me. Yeah. Uncle Milty.
Well, maybe when about 60 million people get infuriated, something will change.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what? That's already written in the Declaration of Independence.
I know.
It says that people will suffer evil as long as evil is sufferable. Mm-hmm. But after a long train of abuses and usurpations, then a good portion of them, not all of them, you know, at least 9% will stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute. Right.
Yeah.
But we have the thing that's frustrating to me is that the Marxists have been so successful in their conquer and division process. Right. And that's what's frustrating to me. I am so over the whole political party thing. And, you know, I've been over it for a while, but I mean, like, I am
done.
Over it.
Dunsky.
And I got no patience for it anymore. I'm done. I'm out. Yeah. I'm, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I want to offer this hope because otherwise you're going to be like, screw it. I'm checking out.
Right.
Here's the hope. There is a generation, the 20-somethings and younger, who are overwhelmingly organizing, uniting, and educating as the counterculture to all this lunacy. We saw it happening when we started teaching. We've been teaching for 13 years. After about 3 years, 10 years ago, we noticed that things were really sinking in that way, which was the high school generation, right?
Right.
10 years later, these people are now adults with businesses. They're raising their own children, and their children are coming up. We are raising the future of America, and the solution to this problem rests in the future of America as we learn ourselves, because we still have an obligation to educate ourselves on truth, but as we train up the next generation that's coming after us, because they're going to rebuild what we burnt down.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. And how are they going to overhaul these kinds of things with, there's only maybe two politicians in Washington that I would actually listen to, but I don't know if I even could say I admire. I just sometimes listen to them. They might have a good point. Other than that, I don't.
How
do you overhaul
thing,
when it's
Kate,
all bought and sold? Yeah.
This generation is learning that politics happen state and local. This generation is concentrating their resources and their political capital where it counts, state and local. And I believe that's why Washington, D.C. is working harder and harder every day for new and bigger sensationalistic promotions, because more and more people are realizing that Washington, D.C. is a black hole. Mm-hmm. I'm not funding you. I'm not playing with you. I'm not even going to pay attention to you because I can effectuate real major life changes at the state and local level. We're taking over school boards. We're taking over counties. We're taking over cities. We're winning sheriffs.
Yeah.
And I know this because
news.
We are all over the country teaching these people. Do you know I am reaching more sheriffs now than I've ever reached in 13 years?
Awesome.
We are now getting invitations from county boards of county commissioners to teach, from city councils to teach. And they want to learn this because not because they've had a change of mind, but because those boards have had a change of bodies. We now have people being placed in those situations where that want to actually be part of the solution instead of part of the problem.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. I'm so glad to hear this. I really am, because this really is the hope, and it really is in educating them to understand their position and role, which is vital to us. Uncle Milton.
And the more the federal government pushes back and tries to hurt state sovereignty, the more obvious it becomes.
They do look pretty desperate.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing, and I don't mean this to be a gratuitous plug, but it's really mutually beneficial. If anybody out there wants to partner and help us reach more people,
yes,
the only thing you have to do is go to libertyfirstsociety.com, become a member. It's like $12 a month, mm-hmm. and then you get access to all our teaching, and you help us teach the next person.
Honestly, people, please do this. I'm not kidding. We really could save the nation if we had educated people in these positions that could overhaul and do things. Yeah. Uncle Milty?
In the long run, it'll feed more people than if you join a food club.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. LibertyFirstSociety.com. LibertyFirstSociety.com. And it's $12 a month. And if you can get Chris
something like that, give or take a few pennies. Yeah. I don't even remember anymore. My husband goes in and he's always changing the price. So.
what's great is all those listening from all over, please invite Chris Ann to talk to your sheriffs. Invite Chris Ann to come talk to your city councils. A city council that wouldn't want to talk to Chris Ann and a sheriff that wouldn't want to talk to Chris Ann should raise alarm bells.
Yep.
Big, huge alarm bells. And so they should be welcoming it. I so appreciate
it. I mean, we've got the sheriff documentary.
Yeah.
You know, if I can't make it, open the door with the sheriff documentary. You can get that. The documentary can be downloaded, can be purchased as DVD.
Awesome.
At noncompliantmovie.com. And guess what? We have the book, Sovereign Duty. If you have a commissioner or a sheriff that would rather read, everything they need to do to start them off is right there in that book, Sovereign.
Eight.